Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. You wanted me to follow up today about maybe getting the storage facility set up?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I forgot to ask you yesterday, and I assumed that you do because the other account's under a different phone number, but you have a separate phone number and address for the storage facility, right?
Yes, okay.
Okay, good. Then it wouldn't conflict with the one that we're doing for the paving, so that's really good. And then what were you thinking? Were you thinking about doing maybe the same program that you have for the paving or at the 199, or did you want to throw some Facebook ads in too and do $299 a month?
Maybe $299 a month, I would say, to try to get it up and going. And then maybe, you know, once it fills up, then kind of lay off Facebook ads for a little bit. So how does the Facebook ads work? So I got Facebook ads, but I have Facebook ads before I started using you guys. So the guy I use made me a Facebook and stuff and does the ads every week. How does you guys Facebook ads work?
Oh, okay. If you already have Facebook ads, it might even be duplicating what he's doing. So what we do is we take that $100 and we set a $3 a day cap on it. So that's a good thing. That's so that you won't get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? And hopefully the $100 stretches throughout the month. So what happens is each morning your ads start running, and once you reach that $3 cap, then they stop for the day and then they resume the next day. So, and then the Facebook ads are simply if someone's in your area and they're looking for a storage facility, then what happens is they, you know, would get an ad in their Facebook newsfeed promoting your company because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. You know what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. What was I going to say? Yeah, it might be hard to do that then. And so with $3 a day, how many ads go out? I guess I don't get it, but does it only go to certain people? Does it, like, what does it do?
Okay, so it would only go to the people that are specifically searching for your, like, a storage facility, right? So it doesn't go out to everyone, but let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is 50 cents a click, and you have a $3 a day budget, right? After what, six people click on you, that's when they stop. Or if the pay-per-click rate is 25 cents a click, then you would get 12 clicks a day. So it's different in every industry and every category, but the Facebook ads are usually very affordable. They're usually like around that, you know, under a dollar range. You know, they don't get expensive like the Google paid ads do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That'll work then. So can you email me and I can email you information over about the storage? And, like, how does that work?
Well, what I could do if you wanted to get started on it, Joe, is I could create the account right now, and then I could set an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area. Do you have a website for the storage facility already, or would you need one?
No.
Okay, so we could include a website for you so they would talk to you about getting the site up and running and getting you placed. So that would be, you know, sometime later today or tomorrow based on what your availability is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So do you want us to try it with the Facebook ads, or do you want to just continue with your, you know, that other guy doing it and just do the Google?
So the other guy's not doing it for this business. He's doing it for my asphalt business.
Oh, that's why. You know, I was wondering why you didn't have the bundle with the other, but that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, so you need the Facebook ads for the storage because that will jump.
What do you honestly think? What is your opinion about the fair? Like, it works very well for my asphalt business. I'm not going to lie. The Facebook ads work wonders. But I don't do Google ads or any of that with the paving business. I got a lot of bad feedback from other, my cousins and stuff that do the Google ads. They don't really love it. They all told me to do the Facebook ads, and the Facebook ads have worked so far. I think it would be a good idea to do them for this as well. But for my asphalt business also, which is a lot different business,
a lot of weekends with the Facebook ads, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I'm spending quite a bit. But maybe it's different for asphalt. I guess driveways are a lot more high demand than, you know, a storage facility too.
Right.
So a lot more people are wanting driveways than to store their RV or boat as well. So, you know, I think this is, so how much would it be a month when it's all set?
So it would just be a flat rate of $299 month to month, okay? And then the $99 setup fee would go on the first payment only. And then you'd be grandfathered into that rate where it would never go up for you. And in my opinion, just because you asked me that, Joe, you know, what do you think about the Facebook ads or the Google ads or, you know, how you should go about it? Google ads, we do those too, but the minimum requirement is 300 monthly rather than the 100. And I don't think you need any of that because the Google ads are more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They don't do much for a smaller business with a limited budget, right?
Sure.
So, and the reason is with those Facebook ads, I mean, with the Google ads, you're paying for the click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something, or even if it's, you know, a competitor trying to drive your bill up, right? So those, that budget gets eaten up very quickly. With the Facebook ads, it's definitely beneficial to bundle them with the Google placement. And I don't want to say Google ads, but with the Google placement, and here's why, is that it will jumpstart your profile and get you results quicker because nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, you know, trusted citations in order to get you ranked on Google. So while all of that programming is taking place, the Facebook ads can get up and running very quickly. You know, we say under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. So I always tell people, you know, at least bundle it for the first month or two. And then once you're ranking on Google, at that point, you might not need them anymore. And at that point, you could call back and take them off and you could scale the pricing back to $199 monthly. But they definitely would help you in the beginning to get your, you know, help you with branding and company recognition and get you results quicker.
So without the Facebook ads, it's $200 a month?
Right, exactly.
Okay, and so the first initial payment would be, I thought you said $299, and after the first, with the Facebook ad, and then after that, the additional $99 goes away because of the sign-up fee. So is that not right?
Yeah, so if you wanted to do the local SEO package only without the Facebook ads, it would be $298 today, and then $199 each month moving forward. And then if you wanted to do the bundle, it's $398 and $299. So it's just $100 more.
For the Facebook ads.
Correct. And then, you know, like I said, if you wanted to start that way for the first month or two and ever make an adjustment down the road, some people will, rather than taking them off in, after a couple of months, some people call and say, hey, I want to increase the ads to 300 or 500. So you could also, you know, modify them that way because, you know, you're spending a lot of money with the asphalt. But you don't want to just go in and dive in and spend thousands of dollars on Facebook ads not knowing if it's going to work as well for the storage, right?
For the storage.
So, right? So it's always better to crawl before you can walk and start with that $100 budget and kind of track it. And then based on the results that you get, if you get a very high return on investment off that, then you know it's safe to add more. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, no, I would like to move forward with it, I think. I do got to talk to my mother's the one who does everything with the storage. Her phone number for everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, but also, you guys created, which I would like, my mother has had a number for 100 years, and it's not a local number where the storage is located at. I think it just looks bad to have an out-of-state number on the storage, especially with local people. I think you should have a local number on the storage unit because I just think it looks better, especially on
the
website stuff.
You're right. Not only does it look better, but if she has an out-of-state number, it'll throw a red flag with Google. They'll say, how come the storage is located here, but it's an out-of-state number? And sometimes it would hurt her rankings. So what we could do to kind of fix that for her is we could purchase a call tracking number with a local area code, and then when people call it, it would still forward to her out-of-state number. So that way,
that's what they did with me. I do have an in-state number, but they done that with me with my business. They were like, "We'll just throw the number in." I'm like, "Okay."
Yep.
For Google, so you guys could do that too, and it's still under the same price, correct?
Yeah, we would do that. I could put that in for you at no extra cost. That's no problem. And I think that would be highly recommended. That way it would help her, you know, because everything would be consistent as far as the search engines are concerned, that she has a local address and a local number, and it would help her get results quicker.
Okay. No, I agree.
Okay.
I would like to move forward with it for sure. I can put it on my card, but the storage, I believe, has its own account and everything, so I was going to talk to her. I haven't been able to get a hold of her. She's going to call me back today sometime. I was going to see if she wanted to put it on the storage account. So what would I need to get started with you today?
So we could do a debit or a credit card, and if you wanted to get her started with like a one-time payment and just do it under you, and then when she figures it out, change it to the business account for next month, you can do that. Just make sure to call us before you're billing, because if today's the 22nd, you'd always be billed on the 22nd. So if you forget to call, it would ding your card again, right? Because that would be on there for automatic renewal. But if you think, you know, you're fairly confident that she would have a different payment method for next month and that you could call us to update it, you could even update it during the client interview also when my technician calls you later to get her set up. And then in that case, you know, they would just have her card stored for future billing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me do that then. How much would I be charged right now? What could I set up the payment when we do the website?
I can't create the client interview until the account is set up and paid for. So we'd have to do that now, and the total with everything would be $398 for right now.
I have my account right now. A bunch of stuff just came out. Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Sure, no problem. That's so nice of you that you're doing that for your mother. How sweet.
Well, it's all of our storage, so it is mine too. She just deals with it all, so it's actually a lot of headache for her.
It is all of ours,
but she deals with everything for it.
Right. Okay, I got it. I was like, wow, that is so nice. My son always tries to do nice things like that for me too, and it's just so great.
Yeah,
he told me the other day, I'm going to barbecue for us, and I'm going to pay for all of the meat and the corn and everything because you're the best mom ever. And I thought, that is so nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. I got to run to the bank because I don't have that information real quick. Can you call me back in maybe 20 minutes?
Yeah, or if you like, I can just set it all up now and put the billing in, and I can process it in an hour or a half hour whenever you think you'd have, you know, it would be safe to do so. Okay, let's do that. So first off, what is your mother's phone number? Because I want to set it up under her number so that it doesn't conflict with your account. So what's her phone number?
It is 331 454 4242.
4242. Okay, so let me do this, and then...
Now, another big thing is... Let me see. Hold on real quick. Another thing is,
that I kind of have a discrepancy over is the website or the Matthew, what's your passcode? What's your passcode? What's your passcode?
466.
There is a thing with the address. So on Google Maps,
yes,
the address comes up something completely different than what my mother has on the business cards. I don't know why.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Really?
Okay.
Really.
So I wouldn't be the one to ask about that, but what I'll do is I'll send that message over to my technician who deals with the Google verification. So since she's already on the Google Maps, she already has a verified Google listing, but it's coming up under a different address. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So what is the name of her business?
So actually, it does have a website. I didn't think it did. It's Outer Space Storage in Kempner, Texas.
Elder Space?
Elder Space, OUTERSPACE. Outer Space Storage, and it's Boatman RV Storage Facilities in Kempner, Texas.
What's the city again?
Kempner, so K-E-M-P-N-E-R.
Okay, let's see. Outer Space Storage, Boatman RV Storage. Okay, I found it. But I don't see the Google listing. Is outer space supposed to be one word or two? Because I put it in as one, and that's what it looks like
one.
On the website. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so it has one. That's weird. I don't see the Google listing. Maybe because it's under a different address. If that could be. But my my technician, James, he is the best of the best in getting these things figured out. So what we can do is I'll send the message over to him, and he'll make sure that we get that fixed. So if she has a Google listing, it's not published right now because I can't find it. But you guys can still go in there and add us as a manager to it so that we can see what address it's under and update it to the address where she's actually located. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She's always been at that address, or was there an address change at some point?
I don't know if there was an address change at one point or what the deal was, but all I know is when you go to maps and if you, like, look it up, like, if you're just scrolling the maps,
yes,
when you press on it, it comes up something completely different.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we'll get that fixed for you, no problem. So, yeah, that the verification department can do that. And then what is the email that you'd like us to send the confirmation to? And I prefer that it's a different email than the one you use for paving, just so it doesn't conflict.
I would say, okay, so yeah, when you type in the address on the storage to Google Maps, it will bring you to it, but it's a different, it's a little bit different actually. It's right down the road from it, but on Google Maps, it comes up a completely different address. So I don't understand it.
I found an email also on her website, PeggySueRiley@AOL.com. Is that okay
yes.
if we use that for the confirmation, or do you want it to come
yes.
to you?
No, that's fine.
We'll use that. Okay, so question. On the website, it's the 13940 East U.S. Highway 190. Is that the correct address, or is that the incorrect
address?
Yes,
that's the correct. That's
okay,
correct.
So this is the correct address. Okay, so let me just put it in here just so that we have it correctly.
Or U.S. 1, no, that's not. So the one on the website is the one that is not, like when you click on Google Maps to the
mm-hmm.
exact location, it is actually something different. It's 13960 Coldwater F, like I can screenshot it and send it to you even.
Coldwater yeah, send it to me here. I'm going to send you an email right now that will just say, please reply to this email with your screenshot. And that way I can forward that to the technicians. And when
the email
I won't get if you're sending it to my mother.
Oh, no, I'm going to manually send this one to you, Joe, so don't worry. Yeah, I wasn't going to send it to her because she'll get a random email and she's not going to know what it is. So
no.
joeriley22@icloud.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll send that and I'll just put, please reply to this email with your screenshot. That way I can add it to the notes.
Perfect.
Okay. So I just sent that to you. And then the, let me see here. To confirm, it's the cold water one that you're going to send me that's incorrect, but the
that's the correct one.
Okay. So give it to me again. Give me the whole address that's correct.
So the address that is correct is, it is 13960,
mm-hmm.
and that's Cole Walter, C-O-L, space, W-A-L-T-E-R, Walter, and then space L, and then
mm-hmm.
space P-R-U-G-H, space E-X-P-Y,
mm-hmm.
and then space Coppers Cove, Texas.
And the zip?
76522.
Okay. So I want to read it all back just to make sure I have it. It is 13960. Cole, did you say it's just C-O-L or is there supposed to be a D?
Yeah. Nope, C-O-L.
Okay, that's what you said. Okay, and then Walter, L, truck, T-R-U-G-H, and then E-X-P-Y, which is the new word,
so
like for expressway.
It's prof, P, P
oh,
Pat.
P like Paul, okay, or Pat,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, now it looks right. Okay, perfect. And then it is Coppers Cove, Texas, 76522.
Yep. And maybe
okay.
even, because the other one, I guess, when you type it in, it kind of gets in the vicinity, too. Maybe just put both of the addresses up. I mean, that's the correct one. That'll bring you right to it on Google Maps. But
okay.
So maybe the other one. I don't know. But I just know that one, it is the correct one. It is where the storage unit is. The other one's a little bit off.
Okay. We'll get it updated for you. No problem. And then on her Outer Space Storage TX.com, it has a different phone number of 330-329-3154. Do you
yeah.
want us to still promote this this website, or do you want us to create a new one?
So
and that's
I don't
just a
know.
Preference. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what she had that made with. I don't know what the deal with that is. So that's not on Google, or is it? Is it on Google? Or
I don't see
like the
Google listing live right now. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be that you have a Google profile, but maybe it's suspended or it's not active because I don't see that it's live right now. So I can't see what's attached to Google. I don't know who created this website or why there's a different phone number on it. Because
so that phone number is hers.
Oh, the 330, okay, that's the one. Okay, because what you could do if she has access to this is you could, once we get the call tracking number, just go on the website and just update it with the call tracking number. You know what I mean? And then that way you would be able to, use the same website because there's a cool little tab at the top that says make a payment or login. So she might be used to, getting payments from the site, and we can do a payment integrated site, but it might work differently than how she has it set up here. So,
okay.
You might want to ask her, and you don't have to decide that right this second. So during the client interview, I'll put a note in here that if you need a site, we'll include it at no extra cost, right? But if for some reason, she wants to keep the site, just once we get the call tracking number, just log in and have it match the area code that we're promoting. That way it won't look suspicious to Google. And that could be why the Google listing's not live right now. Maybe it already looks suspicious to Google with a 330 number on there. You know what I mean?
Okay. So if she is running through this and she does want to keep that website because people can pay right through the website, can we give it you access to it, and can you promote it on Google then? Like, can you fix it?
We can't modify an existing website in any way, shape, or form, but we would attach it to all the listings and promote it so that the website would now get the exposure that it needs to bring you business. So that's what I'm saying, is if you could go in and help her with that and just change the phone number once we get the call tracking, I mean, this website would work fine if she wants to keep it. If not, you can give us access to the domain, and we can build our new site on this domain, but hers is almost, I don't know, it has like more features than the ones we make, because she has the different, you know, $55 a month for this, $65 a month for that, and people can click rent now and click on it, and then they can make payment through it. So, you know, I think if it were me, I'd probably keep the site and then just update the phone number on it, if you can get in and do that.
Okay, so update the phone number on it, and then, so did you say you could get it on Google Live or no?
Yeah, oh yeah, we'll get it on Google Live, because once you add us as a manager to it, we're going to get with the verification department, and we're going to find out why it's not promoted, why it's not live now, and it's probably because there's some inconsistencies in the data, the address is, you know, off. So we'll get that all fixed with the Coldwater, you know, address, which is correct, and then put that tracking number on there, which will match the area code. What is the area code for Copper's Cove, by the way?
It is, I think it's 254 or 512. It's either 512 or 254.
I'll get that verified before they, you know, get the number. Area code number to match Copper's Cove. Okay. Okay, I put that in the notes too. Okay, and then I know we're not charging it right this second because you have to go to the bank, but for the payment, is it a debit or a credit card?
It is a credit card. So since you wouldn't be having to do a website, is it a different price?
No, the websites, they actually charge $400 extra for, but I saw in the other one that it was included, so I was going to just include it for you with this one. But typically, we have to get an override to even include the website. So, yeah, but like I said, I mean, for me, it's all about results, and if the website somebody has looks good and it looks like it's going to perform well, I always recommend that they keep it, you know, just because of, you know, it has some more features, because our payment integrated sites, they would just have, oh,